The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I'm happy to be with you for just a few minutes to share some thoughts about relationships. Okay, don't worry. I'm not going to get all Dr. Phil on you. However, these relationships are some of the most important in regards to in-store banking. The relationships I'm referring to are those between our branch managers and branch teams and their store managers and store teams. Now, that said, the corporate relationship between our senior management and our retailer senior management is obviously important as well. When our senior managers seldom communicate or only communicate around the times that leases are due, well, that isn't much of a relationship. Maybe the relationship is solid. Maybe there are unknown issues or problems bubbling up. Either way, we're not sure, and then we're exposed to being surprised. Surprises are great for celebrations and parties. In business dealings, well, not so much. But as important as our corporate relationships are, the relationships at a branch and store level are even more so. I've long reminded bankers that up until the time in-store branches came along, no one in the banking or credit union industries had to deal with the very unique relationships we have with our store partners. We don't simply rent space from a landlord. We actually run a business inside of someone else's business. And while that seems like a pretty simple statement, it represents a business model that only a very small percentage of folks have real experience with. Experienced in-store bankers will tell you that the difference between having a solid relationship with the store manager and his or her team and not having much of a relationship at all can be the difference between success and failure. When store managers and employees recognize that an in-store branch is an actual competitive advantage to their stores, that when a store customer becomes a customer of that store's bank or credit union branch, they tend to make more trips and spend more money in the store, when they understand those things, cooperation with the branch and even participation in marketing tends to increase. But I like to remind in-store bankers that it's not a store manager's job to know or remember the positive impact a well-run in-store branch has on his or her store. And frankly, it isn't his or her job to maintain a positive, productive relationship with the in-store branch team. These folks have a lot to concentrate on each day, and frankly, the in-store branch is not likely something they are regularly pausing to consider. Unfortunately, too many in-store branches tend to fall into the habit of only finding their store manager when something is wrong that needs to be addressed, or if they're conducting a promotion and would like the store to participate or donate something. So the only time those managers see or think about their in-store bankers are when they are complaining or asking for something. It doesn't matter how friendly you think you're being. If those are the only times store managers see you, they aren't exactly excited to see you walking their way. Something else to remember is that store managers, like us, are people. People are different, with their own personalities, habits, and preferences. Some store managers may like us to participate in their internal meetings. If that's the case, every effort should be made to be a regular, engaged participant. But if a manager prefers meetings to only involve his or her direct reports, well, so be it. Maybe they would be willing to give us a few minutes each week, one-on-one. Or not. Maybe members of their management team are better conduits for us to communicate and coordinate with. We also need to remember that relationships evolve or devolve over time. Your standing right now is a snapshot that can, well, and likely will change often for the good or not so good. We need to remember that keeping our store managers and management teams informed about and engaged in the success of our branches are our responsibilities. Simply asking our store managers on a weekly basis if there is anything we can do to help them that week can make a big impact. It reminds our store managers that the in-store branch teams are, well, on their teams, and a competitive advantage as they face their own competition. Make sure maintaining your retailer relationships is high on your own to-do list this month. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.